This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Experimental drug shows 96% viral suppression in hepatitis B clinical trial. A groundbreaking clinical trial has demonstrated that an experimental drug called bepirovirsen can suppress hepatitis B virus to undetectable levels in 96% of patients when combined with existing antiviral therapy, according to research published in the New England Journal of Medicine. 96% of patients achieved undetectable hepatitis B viral loads with combination therapy. Hepatitis B treatment response rates, viral suppression outcomes by treatment group, 48-week trial period, combination therapy 96%, standard therapy 78%, placebo group 42%. Source NEJM 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Antisense technology targets viral RNA. Bepirovirsen represents a new class of hepatitis B therapeutics using antisense oligonucleotide technology to directly target viral RNA. The drug works by binding to hepatitis B virus messenger RNA, preventing viral protein production and reducing the viral load in infected liver cells. Dr. Thomas Berg, lead investigator at Leipzig University Medical Center, reported that the combination approach achieved significantly higher rates of sustained viral response compared to standard nucleoside analog therapy alone. The study followed 120 patients across multiple European centers for 48 weeks of treatment. This advancement builds on decades of hepatitis B research that has struggled to achieve functional cures in chronic infections. Safety profile shows manageable side effects. The trial documented injection site reactions in 23% of patients receiving bepirovirsen, with most reactions classified as mild to moderate severity. No serious adverse events were directly attributed to the experimental drug, according to the published safety analysis. Transient elevations in liver enzymes occurred in 8% of combination therapy patients, compared to 3% in the control group. These elevations resolved without treatment discontinuation in all cases, suggesting the drug's hepatic safety profile remains within acceptable parameters for chronic hepatitis B management. The World Health Organization estimates that 296 million people globally live with chronic hepatitis B infection, making novel therapeutic approaches a critical public health priority. Regulatory pathway and manufacturing challenges. GSK, the pharmaceutical company developing bepirovirsen, indicated that Phase 3 trials will commence in early 2024, pending regulatory approval from the European Medicines Agency and FDA. The company projects potential market availability by 2027 if clinical development proceeds without major setbacks. Manufacturing antisense oligonucleotides requires specialized facilities and quality control processes distinct from traditional small molecule drugs. Industry analysts estimate that scaling production to meet global demand could require substantial infrastructure investment, potentially affecting initial drug pricing and accessibility. For patients in resource-limited settings, where hepatitis B prevalence remains highest, equitable access will depend on pricing agreements and generic manufacturing partnerships. Clinical implementation and patient selection. The current study focused on treatment-experienced patients who had achieved initial viral suppression with nucleoside analogs but remained at risk for viral reactivation. Future research will evaluate bepirovirsen effectiveness in treatment-naive patients and those with drug-resistant viral strains. Hepatologists anticipate that combination therapy protocols will require specialized monitoring for liver function and viral resistance patterns. Patient selection criteria will likely emphasize those with high viral loads or previous treatment failures, where the potential benefits outweigh injection-related risks. The research team plans to publish long-term follow-up data examining sustained virologic response rates beyond the initial 48-week treatment period. Combination therapy with bepirovirsen achieved 96% viral suppression rates compared to 78% with standard therapy alone, representing an 18 percentage point improvement in treatment outcomes. Dr. Thomas Berg, Leipzig University Medical Center, NEJM, 2024. Key takeaways: bepirovirsen plus standard therapy achieved 96% viral suppression in chronic hepatitis B patients Injection site reactions affected 23% of patients, but were mostly mild to moderate. Phase 3 trials begin 2024 with potential market availability by 2027. Frequently asked questions: how does pyroversin differ from current hepatitis B treatments? Unlike nucleoside analogs that block viral replication, bepirovirsen uses antisense technology to directly destroy viral RNA. This dual mechanism approach shows superior viral suppression rates. What are the main side effects of bepirovirsen? The most common side effect is injection site reactions in 23% of patients. Liver enzyme elevations occurred in 8% of patients, but resolved without stopping treatment. When will bepirovirsen be available for patients? GSK plans to start phase 3 trials in 2024, with potential regulatory approval and market availability projected for 2027 if trials succeed. These clinical trial results mark a significant advancement in hepatitis B therapeutics, offering hope for improved outcomes in chronic infection management. The combination approach addresses long-standing challenges in achieving sustained viral clearance while maintaining an acceptable safety profile for long-term use. Source: a major step toward a cure for hepatitis B infection.